Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live around the world, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. You can forgive people for what they do to you, but you never really forget it in your brain, in your mind. Now, I'll give you a personal example for me, and it may follow true for thousands or even millions of others. I forgive the guide dog schools for denying me my protection in life, my guide dog, and then stepping up when I was able to get that protection on my own, taking away the medical. I don't hold a grudge against them. You see, because if you hold a grudge, then you're acting maliciously. You can't change things because that grudge is in your way. See, so I don't hold a grudge. That's why I believe that the schools should be licensed and people should have rights. And so it follows through that what happened to the millions of us during this so-called virus, whether you believe all this or not, it did affect the world. Okay, so look at what the agencies and the government did to us, or didn't do to us, shall I say. You know, now we called from Inner Sight, and you saw it on Eyewitness News. Eyewitness News called them too. We called many agencies, and I want to right up front praise Autism Speaks for having a grant, $250. Now, it's not a lot of money, but the point is the other agencies should have at least followed them and matched that. And they didn't do a damn thing. There was one agency, the spinal cord people, who had a few $500 grants. I don't know how many, but it didn't last very long. Now, why didn't the other agencies follow that and step up and say, hey, we got to at least do the same thing? They didn't give one damn. The agencies for the blind, I heard that one of the agencies got some food for people. I mean, good, you know. But food doesn't last very long. Neither does money. But the point is, they could have raised some money for at least the people that they serviced. See, if every agency would have raised money for the people that they are supposed to service, that they've been serving, that would have made a big difference. You can forgive them for that, but you're never going to forget it, because that, coupled along with the regular stuff, the regular help that they don't give us all the time, forgetting about a pandemic. What about all the times when they don't help us? Now the pandemic comes along, and now they've got a bigger excuse why they're not helping us, when in fact the whole thing was happening before the pandemic came along. That was the subject of our Eyewitness News news piece, and you can still see that, I'm told, up on the New York Eyewitness News website. So there you have the situation. I don't know of any other agencies that reached out and helped people financially. I want the Chinese organization, I don't know the name of it, it escaped my mind, helped and brought food to people. That I know. And that's greatly appreciated. But that's not an agency for the disabled. You see? Now, all the agencies for the disabled and the aged and the seniors should have taken an example from the people who stepped up and helped. And this is why, world, the agencies and the government should make up for what they didn't do for us during the pandemic. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And they can do that in many different ways. One of the most horrible things is the people who were left to die in the nursing homes. And people brought in from hospitals who were evidently ill, some of whom had this virus, some of whom may have had other contagious conditions. And now we're learning that the several Democratic governors have gotten together and they're not cooperating with the White House to let people know, patients were brought in from the hospital. I believe that's the question. The politicians and the government and the agencies owe us big time. And what they should do now, and we've told them this before, we're going to tell it again, we're going to keep telling it, and we're going to try to do something about it legally too. But what they should do now is reach out to every person in a nursing home and make sure that they have an accessible apartment and make sure, without question, without a doubt, without argument, make sure that they have the help that they need. And, you know, no more of this limited stuff. You know, no more of this, if you need 24/7 going to a nursing home. They ought to get rid of that. That's horrible. To make up for what they didn't do for people. And we told them, you know, we told the governor of New York State many a times through this show and on the Twitter and so on and through his news conferences, get people out of the nursing home, put them in their own place, pass an enforcement law. I was talking to somebody today about an apartment building in Brooklyn, New York. And this person told me that the building doesn't really have a provision for a wheelchair, but the person can go around back where supposedly there's a ramp and where people put their garbage. Now, we've said this before, and it remains true. This is what they think of us, you know? They made it for everybody else. Why did they leave us out? You see? We need an emergency enforcement law that every building must be made accessible. You know, a lot of people are now very disturbed over certain statues in the country. The Confederate statues, they want them torn down and all that, you know. How is that going to stop hatred? That's not going to stop hatred. In fact, it's probably going to inflame people, make it worse. But in that connection, what about all the barriers and all the signs and everything else that the millions of disabled people can't read? Why don't you tear those down and replace them with accessibility? At least, you know, that would mean something. We are forgotten. There's no enforcement. I left an email. I sent an email today to Eyewitness News about this horrible ADA coming up next month, this celebration, and I explained to them the the three things that happened to me, and undoubtedly it's happened to thousands of others, maybe millions, how the ADA has no protection for us, no enforcement. They won't even help you get up put up an accessible signal so you can know what the light says when you're crossing. There's no enforcement on that. So, forgive them, yes. Forget what they did, no. And that's where inner sight goes on, and that's where we continuously bring it out to people. And that's where we want to help the taxpayers in this country, because people are paying for people to be abused in these nursing homes. They take all the money from the people. They take your pension, your home. They leave you homeless. Nursing homes create homelessness. And they'd like you to believe that the nursing home is your home. Yeah, well, really. If that was your home, then why would people allow sick people in their home from hospitals? That's not your home. It belongs to the owner. The owner's home. And he doesn't even live there, he or she. The horrible concept of a nursing home has to be gotten rid of in this country. There's no reason for it. People are paying for it. Why aren't the agencies doing their part and raise money to help people? Make sure that the aides are paid well. Put the money into a debit card in the name of the recipient, the disabled person. All the other medical stuff, you pay as you can. They can wait. That should be the concept. The agencies should be raising the money to help people, along with the federal government. The government can save money by putting up half. So this is how they can make up for what they did. Now, we had one situation, and I'm sure there are others that we don't know about. One situation where our nursing home advocate, Maureen, you hear her on the show. If you listen to the show, you hear her all the time. Her mom was registered on the wrong program that was supposed to help her for almost 3 years. Now, this agency that did this horrible place in New York City, I'm not even going to mention their name. Are they going to make up for that? Are they going to get her a place, an accessible place, get her out of that horrible nursing home, put her in there, and make sure that she has the money to pay for everything for at least the time that they had her on the wrong program? That's what they should be doing. And half of that money should come from the government. How come the damn social workers at the nursing home didn't pick up on the paperwork and understand that Mary was on the wrong program? Why didn't they alert Mary's daughter and do something about it? It shows you that they don't give a damn. Their attitude: this is your home. Yeah, well, if this is my home, I'm in a nursing home, this is my home, get out. I'll throw you the hell out. I don't want you here. This is my home, give me my money and let me run it my own way. You know, there's such a double standard here. If you're saying that the nursing home is somebody's home, then that means that person should run their household, doesn't it? Yeah. You can forgive them, but you never forget. Maybe this show should have been a different title, but we'll put it right in there. Inner Sight Around the World, Big East, thekeytorescue.org, 609-388-7004. And a correction, there's no whisker walk this year because of the pandemic business. So we stand corrected. We gave you the, we've been giving out the wrong date, wishful thinking, but we'll, there's going to be some kind of a fundraiser online, I believe. No whisker walk. All right. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. Again, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita.
Hello.
Around the world. And Inner Sight. And all the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, all of them. How much does the agencies and the government owe them for their lives, that they didn't protect them? All right. Go an extra mile for a child. Don't forget. Inner Sight reminds you. All right, welcome. We got our engineer. Hello? All right. Kennedy Realty, around the world. Excuse me. Inner Sight. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. Don't know if Mr. Kennedy's back in business yet, but you can call him at that 888-1186, 631, and you'll get the cell number if you need any information. A lot of people now probably struggling to handle their mortgage.
Yeah,
so
right.
Call Mr. Kennedy. He may have some good info for you. All right, what else we got? Around the world, some of our friends, goodmojoprinters.com, suttoninsurance.com, turolawcenter.com. And engineer, are you there?
Yes.
Co-host? Hello?
Yes, I am. We're here.
I hear you.
Oh, wow. All let
right.
Me raise the volume. Hold on.
All right.
Is that better?
Yeah, so may as well do the Able News.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years. With all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large, tight format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Speaking of signing up, don't forget to sign our petitions. Nursing
yes,
home
please.
One and the service dog school, so we can move forward and get help for a lot of people. Around the world,
yes.
Inner Sight, nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. And I got an email from Long Island Connection about a group that evidently is back that does home repairs for disabled people. I don't know the name of the group because they sent me a link and I don't know what to, but if you go to the Long Island Connection Facebook, I'm sure you'll find it up there. All right.
I went on to the governor's website today because I want
a wait a minute, hold
of
hold that, hold
oh, I'm
that,
sorry.
Hold that.
All
right.
Okay.
Inner Sight around the world. And, yeah, so we want you to know about all the people that are friends, you know, that have helped us in the past and helping us now. And I want to thank, of course, Suffolk Bus Corp, Jimmy the Poet,
yeah,
who helps us keep the show on the air.
Yeah.
All right.
Every
now
little
you,
bit helps. Yeah.
What?
Every little bit helps, people have to know.
Oh, yeah, you better believe it.
Yeah.
All right, so you were saying about the website?
Yes. I was pissed off today. Very. Okay, and I was even more pissed off at the way I was handled, too, when I called the governor's hotline, I suppose, if you call it that. And then I found out that he even has a category for us on, this is really, really lame, by the way, on the, it's like the pail, the trash pail category, I call it, because it really, it bothered me when I saw it. You know, I'm typing it out right now. It's the governor's, Governor Cuomo's, you know, sort of like website. You go to it and you actually make different, you know, things. You know, you go there and you make different.
What do you mean by different things? You mean, in other words, you can put comments
like,
on there?
Wait, let me finish. Yeah, all different comments. You could go, and when you, like, say there's stuff for COVID and there's stuff for, pollution and there's stuff for traffic, all different stuff, right? Well, we're a category. We're a category. They're disabled. Isn't that nice? So I was like, oh, that's nice. Interesting. So we have our own trash pail. That's what I said when I was doing it. That's really lovely.
Well, how do you know the governor sees this stuff?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. Right. So I'm going to do something. I'm going to formally, you know, put it up there and everything. And then I'm going to, you know, do every form of, I recorded it because I couldn't take it down quick enough because, of course, their audio was too fast for me to listen to because of my hearing. So it excluded me there. Okay. I couldn't hear it very well. So I recorded it so I could stop it and then write it down when I wanted to. So I did that on my phone and on my house phone. So I had the two. Yes, I had it. Right. You could write a formal letter, which I might do in black, you know, regular letter and send it because I think in black and white, it might be better for us, Frank. The snail mail, regular post office might be better because.
Wait a minute.
I
thought you were going to do this up on his website. What are you talking about mailing?
I was. But the website looks like it's like, I don't know. It just looks like it's categorized. And if you're categorized to me, I think you're, I don't know. I get the sense of that it's not really taken, you know, you're not looked at real well, you know,
well,
in that category.
None of them probably looked at.
Right. That's the issue.
Probably
you
up
know?
There just for
that's
the decoration to show that he,
yeah,
you know, that he's supposedly
yeah
doing something, you know.
Right. So I guess the person who keeps doing it more often and gets a lot of people to do it more often.
Well, I just had a brain thought. I think
yeah
we ought to do this live on the air right now.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
We'll say that this is being heard and recorded by the world. Inner
that's
sight.
Right.
We're live on the air.
That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I was about to say that, sir.
Well, can you get it onto the website?
Yeah. I'm right on the website now. Hold on. Send a message to the governor. Okay. Let me get to it. Okay, salutation. Mister, you have to put your name, by the way. Oh, my goodness. I have to put your whole name, Frank, and your address. Oh, goodness.
Yeah,
so
go
ahead. Stupid. Yeah, I am. I'm going to put the PMP email, okay?
You're going to put what?
PMP's email.
Yeah, yeah. No, tell them no attachments.
I am in the main body.
If they listen.
And make sure they say no attachments, big time. They're not attachments, more like only use text. So that's the only way they'll know, you know?
Oh, well, tell me when you're ready. I'll start this.
Yeah, give me a second. I have to fill out all this other BS. PMPmail.com. Oh, and I got to put your phone number and everything. Jesus, man.
You have to know how to contact us.
No, I know, but I'm saying everything. Which one do you want in there, the cell or the other one? The cell, right?
It doesn't matter. Put the Insight number.
Okay.
Yeah, Insight.
Okay.
They only allow you one? Put both phone numbers.
I can't put both in.
Oh, just
I can put the other one in the main body of the text that I could do.
All right.
I'll do that. Yeah. And 167, right? For your address, right?
Yeah, but don't say it on the air, though.
No, I didn't say the rest of it. Just said the first part.
11782. Inner sight.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready, and we'll...
give me 5 seconds. Oh, my goodness, this is crazy. I'm typing this, and I barely could see it, by the way. Terrible.
Yeah, well, what do you expect?
I know.
Typical of how the state treats us.
I know. It's so small. And I'm going, okay, this is crazy. Now, I want to ask you, do you want to put it in the disabled category, or do you want to put it in something else?
No, disabled, of course.
Disabled? Okay.
Yeah. That's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I just don't want to be neglected.
You're already neglected. How can it get worse?
I can.
It can't get any worse.
Don't say that. Okay, topic. Okay, we're going straight. I cannot believe we have, it says disabilities. I was like, what the heck? All right, subject, Frank.
What?
What do you want to name the subject? This is the email subject that he sees first, that he determines if he wants to open this email or not.
Oh, all right. Subject.
It has to be the eye catcher. And short.
Yeah. Okay. Subject. An old friend of your dad's.
Oh, there you go. Okay. That is good. An old friend of your dad, Mario, I should say. There you go. An old friend of, oops, my fault, your dad, Mario. There you go. Okay. Now, ready? That's a good catch.
Yeah, you ready?
All right, ready. Mhm.
Huh?
Yeah, but we can't go too much on this because, you know.
How long
you know,
can it be?
What I'm saying. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Why do you?
But
know
I know
if you're
that
gonna...
they won't. They won't. They won't. You know.
You'll know if they cut
checker.
You off, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Tell me when I can start.
Okay, ready.
All right. Dear Governor.
Dear.
Mario saved my life.
Governor. Oh, that's a good one. Governor. Okay.
Years ago.
Mario saved. That's a good opening, my life. It's true.
It's true.
It's very true.
Years ago,
and
when
I'm
you
putting
and...
an exclamation point right there. Mario saved my life. Okay.
Years ago,
now
when
continue.
You and when you and Chris
years
were kids.
Years, years ago, when you and Chris. Oops, wait. C-H-R-I-S. Oops. Chris were kids.
Yeah, I was in your dad's office.
I was in...
He was Lieutenant
Governor. The dad's office. Yeah.
We were interviewed by
okay,
the New York
okay,
Post.
I was in your dad's office, comma. Oh, wait. No, I was in your dad's office and we were interviewed. All right. Interviewed by
the New York Post.
Okay, New York P O S. Oops, S T. Yeah.
I had lost my job.
Okay, I had lost. Oops. Okay. I'm gonna just say we were interviewed by New York Post. Period. I had lost. I had lost my job, period, right?
And became a street musician.
And became a street musician. Okay. Yes.
And became a street musician.
Yes.
The guide dog schools refused to replace
my dead dog. The guide dog. Okay. Guide dog schools. Oh, wait a minute. Schools.
Refused me a guide dog.
Refused. Okay, wait a minute. Refused me a guide. Oops. Guide dog. Yeah.
With no law to protect people.
No. Okay, law still to protect people. He's got to know that. To protect
Mario.
Wait. With no law still to protect people, right?
Yeah.
You know that. No law still to protect people. Yeah. Period. Mario.
Mario got his friends. And raised money.
Got.
And hired a private trainer.
Mario got his friends together. And hired a private trainer. Wait a minute. He probably remembers this. You know that.
I don't know, but he can look it up.
How old was he about?
Oh, I don't know. I think he was in college.
He was in college?
He was.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
What about his brother?
Could have been. What, brother's younger than him?
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
I don't know.
How many years?
All right. In the spirit of your dad.
In the spirit of your dad. Yeah.
We urge you to activate all the program.
We urge you
under an emergency.
Hold on, I'm not so fast. Activate, because of my
all
eyes.
All the programs.
We urge you to activate all the
All the
programs
of people.
Wait a minute. Programs, yeah.
Of people trapped in nursing homes.
Of people. Okay, trapped. Yeah.
In
yep.
Nursing homes.
Nursing homes. Oh my goodness, I cannot even believe what happened today.
And allow them to be released to an accessible apartment.
We urge you to activate all programs of people trapped in nursing homes and allow them to live, right, in
accessible apartment.
Okay. Homes. Okay. Yes. Accessible
this,
homes with 24-hour care.
Yeah, yeah.
24-hour 7 days. 7 days care.
Yeah.
Now, what also has to be mentioned.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. This should be done.
Uh-oh, don't tell me that's it. That's it. We're done.
No
more.
All right.
Don't let us. You know what? I'm going to say 24/7 care, and I want to see if I could squeeze in more. Yeah.
Oh, we ran out of time.
No, ran out of space. Okay.
I want them to know that this letter is being written live on the air and being heard all over the world.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wait, let's see. We urge you to activate all the programs of people trapped in nursing homes. Maybe we could shorten that. Activate, instead of we urge you, activate all the programs,
yeah.
You know, something like that, just to shorten it, you know?
Yeah.
Activate. In the spirit of your dad, activate all the programs of the people trapped in nursing homes and allow them to live in accessible homes with 24-hour care. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this letter is being... I don't know if I could fit this written on. I don't know if I could fit everything.
Well, you can shorten it.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait, it did it. Hold on, hour.
This letter is being heard worldwide.
Oh, wait, this letter is being heard worldwide?
Yeah.
Or written?
Heard. They're hearing it. They can hear it.
Oh, yeah. This letter is being written and heard. I could probably fit both written and heard.
No, that doesn't make sense. It's being heard worldwide on the podcast.
Okay. Yeah.
We're not sending it out in writing to everybody.
Yeah, true.
Want them to
true
know
that,
that we're on the, we wrote it on the program.
Yeah. This letter is being heard
worldwide.
On our podcast. On our podcast worldwide. We were able to fit this in.
All right. So that's it. Now, how do you send it?
Wait a minute. I just send it worldwide.
Oh, all right.
Which has 94,000.
No, I wouldn't put that. We may be more.
No? Oh, okay. You want me to put worldwide, period, and then I'm just going to say and is in the worldwide and is in the top 10 or no? We are in the top 10.
Let them know that we did it on the podcast. We're telling them.
No, but we're in the top 10.
Everybody heard it.
What? We're in the top 10. We're in the top 10 on disabilities.
Oh, yeah,
you
that you can put in. We're one of the top 10 programs.
On disability.
On disabled issues.
Yeah.
You can put that in. I don't want to put any numbers in because numbers change all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your top 10 is better. If you can fit it. I thought you ran out of room.
No, my eyes suck. That's what it is. We have been loaded.
All right.
And
so,
the top.
See if you can send it, and hopefully somebody over there will see it.
Yeah.
Or you never know.
Podcasts.
I'll probably get a nice form letter back.
That'd be good. Yep.
Or maybe an email with a bunch of attachments.
Oh, I'm gonna write on here. Right at the beginning. When responding, I'm gonna write it before Dear Governor. And write in caps. When bonding. I want to see if they actually adhere to this. You know, this is going to be funny. I want to see if they actually adhere to it. When responding, do not use any ATTAC H attachments.
All right, Inner Sight Live. Let's see if we have any. Send that. And let's see if we have any phone calls.
Okay, I want to just take a quick peek at our phone calls. Give me one sec. I can't do that until I send this. So I don't want to lose this letter. Okay.
So send it.
One responding.
Whatever
don't
it's
use
worth.
Any attachments. Including logos.
Well, if he reads the letter, he'll know I'm blind. If he looks at the article in the post,
right?
I'm sure he has it in his library. All right, 213-816-1650. Inner Sight Live, if you want to call in, and talking tonight about how the agencies and the government should make up for the fact that they left all those people in the nursing home and they didn't help thousands upon thousands of people who needed help during this virus. They ought to make up for that.
Mm-hmm.
They really should.
I have something I got to share with you, too. And then I'll let everybody talk in quickly. I got to share. Let me finish typing this. But you hold on. Let me do this.
All right. In a site, we just sent a letter via the governor's website. Hope that somebody over there will see it or he'll get it. You know, you never know with these things. You know, a lot of these websites are put up just as a formality, and the actual people, politicians, never really see these things.
No, they don't. It's a garbage disposal, I think.
Well, look, we did it.
Yes, we did.
And the world knows that.
I'm going to actually take a screenshot of it.
The world knows that we did it.
Yes, we did.
Point.
Yep. That's right.
You know, so if these politicians don't respond, it's on them.
That's right.
You know, we know. We know how they are.
Yep.
If they responded, we wouldn't be in this situation.
I'm going to write one, too, in terms of my mom. I am.
Oh, you can do that.
Yeah.
You know,
I urge everybody, okay? I urge everybody, you know, to do that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I really do.
Yeah, and
okay,
anybody,
you know,
who writes it.
It's being submitted.
Anybody,
okay,
who,
let me give you the website so you can do it.
Hold it, wait
really
a minute. Let me finish
governor?
My thought. Hold it.
Okay, go ahead.
Anybody who writes to the governor, one of the things, the points you should make is reduce our taxes.
Yeah.
Activate, let these agencies start raising half the money. You know,
that's
get
right.
People out of the nursing homes and reduce our taxes. That should be
that's
the.
Right.
The gist of any letter.
Right.
You know.
Get them out.
Save the state money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what's the web? How do they do it?
governor.ny.gov. G-O-V.
All right.
Spell out governor, then dot ny.gov, and then look for the if you can find it, contact. You'll
I'm sure
contact.
Anybody can look that up.
Yeah, look for contact. It's very small for anybody who has site issues. You're going to have to zoom in and look for it. It's towards the
well, a lot of people have voice
bottom of the page. Yeah, that's true.
So, all right, in a site. So did you send it?
Yep. It's been sent.
All right, so let's go
see
to the phones.
See
if we have any callers.
Yep.
Live.
I'm sorry that we're a little delayed here.
around the world, inner sight, and television tonight, 11 o'clock, channel 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, channel 3 on the Spirit.
Come on,
8:30, we were on channel 20 out here on Long Island, so
mm-hmm.
Check it out. You got any callers?
I'm looking. Oh. I'm wondering why it's not coming up so fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everything is slow. Must be the heat.
I don't know if it's just the heat. I just think it's slow, man. Okay, we got a hot board. Of our regulars. All right. We've got our nursing home advocate and we've got our home care advocate.
Oh,
in
let's take a. Maureen got cut off last night, so let's take a call from Maureen.
All right. Here she is.
Live on InnerSight.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, guys. Yes, yeah, so that's a good letter you put together there. Very good.
Very good. You know? Sounds,
it's only
sounds
good if he does
good.
Something.
You want to know? I got to say something.
Yeah.
Today, I got pissed off at the governor. And you're going to laugh at what?
Mm-hmm.
Phase three, I found out, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I found out the nursing homes are not open. Not.
Well, they're not here. I know that. Not in New York City. They're not to open to
no,
who
but
knows
what. In Long Island, I get a call, an automated call, right? A lovely automated calls, and arrange with, you know, recreation therapy for your call, blah, 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 blah. I said, call? Why are we arranging for calls still?
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
I'm like, what? Why am I receiving these stupid robocalls? Aren't we able to go there?
Right.
And then in the middle of the damn call, I receive that phase three, we have not been allowed to open our doors yet. Stay tuned. Isn't that stupid? Why?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Mm. Phase three, they were supposed to, that's why I called it. You know how long I was on the phone waiting to speak with the agent? An hour
yep.
and a half. And I started at 4 o'clock. Okay, after I received that call, I got so pissed off. I called the governor's line, right? And I was on for an hour and a half. They did not answer calls from 4 o'clock because they knew that they were going to be off at 5. Mm. Isn't that terrible?
Wow.
Terrible. Absolutely.
It's just
terrible.
Typical, you know.
Typical, yes.
Well, New Jersey was opening on Father's Day. You could go visit, you know, on the outside. But I never heard one news story about how it went. Not one thing. We've heard all other stupid ass stories, but nothing about how it went that day for the people in New Jersey to be with their loved ones for the visit. Not one story about it.
I think he's waiting. I think he's waiting to see how that turns out, honestly.
You
if
think
that
what?
Turns out horrible, then he's not going to open it. That's what he's waiting for. I think that's what he's waiting for.
For what? I didn't hear.
And
he's waiting
go,
for what?
See, I told you all so. See, it's all the visitors. That's what he's going to do. I tell you,
well,
that's
you know,
what he's going to do.
Well, that's not going to fly.
Ridiculous.
He already brought the other people in. What are you talking about?
I know that. I know that. We all know that. He's such an idiot. I'm going to
I know here, too, her nursing home, they're not as, you know, they used to be more, like, enthusiastic about when things were, but now when you ask them, it's, oh, we have to wait and see. And, like, my poor mom, she's by herself now because they have a lot of empty beds. I don't know why. But they have, so they said, did she want a roommate? I said, maybe it's better she doesn't have one because, it, say, that person gets sick. What if she gets sick again? You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I just
she can, you know. They don't have the thing, and it could be a worse time this time around. You don't know.
Well, and not only
that.
They're letting people from, you know, the South and the West where it's so bad. And he's going to, you know, they come and they self-quarantine. Well, that's well and good if you come on a plane. But what if you drive up by car? Are they really just having so much fun? They're going to self-quarantine themselves for 14 days? Hello?
Oh, they're not going to self-quarantine.
Of course
that's
not.
That's stupid. He's stupid. Sorry.
So what good is that?
Nobody's going to self-quarantine.
Of course not. They're too busy
that,
having fun.
Stupid. Nobody
and they can
quarantine.
They can't
they're
put
gonna
a
go
bar
back.
On every street. You know?
They're gonna go back to where they came from and that's it. Okay?
Mm.
You're lucky that even the protesters no way.
Well I heard in the Bronx and Queens it's spiking a little in certain areas, you know, where the poor live, it's going up a bit, but I didn't hear where exactly, but, you know, but of
you know
course,
what?
Look at what's going on. Hmm? I know why, very much so. People are cooped up and they want to just get out. That's what it is.
People want what? Yeah.
And they want to get out.
Well, look again today. The president and the president of Poland met. Neither one had a mask on. Neither one was social distancing. So when you don't have the government giving examples,
examples, nothing.
And the young ones don't give a damn because they feel they're invincible. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get it, but they don't realize they can spread it to the elderly. But they don't care either.
I'm sorry. Yeah, they said on Dr. Fauci said that they are getting it now. Yeah.
That they are what?
They are getting it. Young ones.
Of course.
Yeah.
But they're too busy. Like I've said, we live in a very selfish country, and they're going to do what they want. They don't care who they hurt or kill as long as they're having fun, because most of them won't die, the young ones. They'll get over it. But if they give it to the elderly. But all I know is I'm sick of my mom being upset the last few times I talked to her, crying, asking when I'm coming. This is cruel and inhumane. Really, it's cruel and inhumane. And they have to come up with some way that a few visitors can come at a time or whatever. But this is cruel and inhumane that we can't visit our loved ones during a time of this that's going on. Like I called today because, you know, I'm getting her out, trying to. And the dietitian goes, oh, but what if she gets it out? I said, look, if she gets it out or I get it, at least we've been together. She won't die by herself, right?
Right.
And it's a damn effing, pardon my language, I've never said that word on the air, but in a nursing home, right? At least we'll have been together. Like I have a volunteer from the library. Her mother died 2 weeks ago. Not of the virus, I don't know what of, but it wasn't. She never got to see it before she died. What kind of a thing is this? It's deplorable. It's disgusting. It's actually criminal. And there has to be a time that comes that we get. We have to be on the safe side.
The politicians are taking their lead from the medical profession. That's what this whole thing is about. The medical profession has failed us.
The World Health Organization.
People would have their immune system boosted, and you wouldn't have to worry about all this stuff.
The World Health Organization saw it coming, did nothing. The Johns Hopkins told the total every day how many had it, how many died. They didn't try to stop it. Nobody tried to stop it.
We got to get out of here. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled.
Okay.
And we'll
let you know
what happened. We'll let you know what happens with the letter to the governor.
Yeah, good luck.
All right. Around the world, phone number 631-224-3090. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to take your oil of oregano. Apple cider vinegar kills virus too, world.
Yes,
thank you. Be safe. All right. We'll see you tomorrow night live on Inner Sight around the world. Thanks, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. All of our listeners appreciate it. Inner Sight around the world. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.